Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back again to Auto Transport Intel. It is Thursday. It is noon Central Time. That means it's time for Dispatching Live. Mic check 1, 2, 3. Let me just check the audio here. What we're going to do is we are going to search the load boards. We're going to talk about Central Dispatch. We're going to talk about carriers, brokers, drivers, loads, rates, pricing, all that goes into booking loads, the things you have to verify, phone calls, appointments. If you're a carrier, a dispatcher, a family member, or a broker, and you want to know more about what it's like in the marketplace from the other point of view, or you're trying to learn, or you're trying to just get better at booking loads, offload boards, maybe you feel like you're waiting for the rates to go up, you're waiting for everybody else to go out of business, you've been waiting and waiting and waiting. Well, here is some comic relief and advice. It's infotainment. It's not for everybody, I realize that. If you're on the fuel island and you're just, you know, throwing out, you know, I got rich last week, I'm getting rich this week, I'm going to get rich next week, definitely not the show for you. And you already know that. But if you are interested in some real truth and advice, go ahead and click share. It's right below the video. Click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link, leave a like. You can take that link, text it, email it, share it on social media, send it to somebody in a corner window office that just doesn't get it. Go ahead and do that. And also what you can do, I know this is a 90-minute video, there's a plus button. Click plus save. Watch this video later. You can do that. You can also go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up, become an ATI insider, get on the email list, talk to Ty about growing your business. Maybe you need help. Maybe you are about to go out of service and you need the Wednesday show and you can't wait. Jump in the live chat. Let us know how we can help you. We do have some interesting things on our agenda today, as usual. Of course, you can also, you know, you can send me the news. Here, I'll send you the link. Send in the news to autotransportintel@gmail.com. Let me know how it can help. Already got an email today. And Ants, we will talk about that. It may not be the whole request, but it will be. It'll be something that we'll definitely talk about. So let's go live to Sue. She runs a busy dispatch office, I can assure you. Yeah. Sue, how are you? Do you have time? Do we have to go to commercial?
No, I'm trying to get information for a certificate of insurance for one of the drivers right now. But no, hang on, let me hand her this paperwork.
Exactly.
I've got the loads up so that we can go over what is good, what is bad right now.
Okay, and before we do that, I just want to say this. That's the thing. See, that's camera one. That's my message. I know there's somebody in a corner office right now staring out the window, and they're just thinking about, you know, people don't know what they're doing, and you know the dispatchers are lazy and all this stuff. And meanwhile, we can barely get Sue's time because she's so busy. She probably wishes she had 8 hands like in those Hindu images, right? To get everything done and phones and money. Actually, we should. That's a great idea, Sue. We need to put your face on one of those Hindu religious symbols with all the hands.
My sister said, hey, let's not get carried away.
Oh, well, that's what sisters are for, you know?
Ain't that the truth?
It is the truth. All right, so what is happening on the load board today?
Well, believe it or not, it's 35,495. Last week, it was 35,271, which is kind of crazy. I thought we were kind of starting to finally, you know, drift down, which, I mean, we are. But it's really going at a slow pace, which is kind of odd, I think, especially since nobody can buy cars. Nobody can find a car to buy. So what are we transporting, right? I know we're transporting a lot of stuff out of Louisiana after the hurricane, but it's still really not that much out of there, believe it or not. There's not been that much coming up. I was really kind of shocked. So either that's because they still haven't processed everybody's claims, which that's a good possibility because it might take them a month totally to get through everybody.
Right.
But because there's been lots of loads going that way, which is weird. I mean, lots and lots of cars going to Louisiana, but not
Because
as much
people,
coming out as I would have thought by now.
well, they need vehicles,
Well,
but yeah,
they need them.
they haven't gone through the claims process yet. It's got to
Yeah.
be close.
Nope. So I would say, and if you're running that area, I will say we've been having a heck of a time getting out of there still. I mean, we've been managing it. But if you're wanting to go certain
search.
Places now, out of
we'll do
yeah,
one.
Out of
yeah.
yeah, we can go look. Out of Louisiana, the normal area that you're going to see coming out of there is going to Dallas. There's always stuff from New Orleans to Dallas to Houston. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think we sent two guys to San Antonio out of Louisiana. We sent another guy out of we're sending him up towards Chicago. Actually, it was Bloomington and Evansville and Paducah, because he has to go to Chicago for the weekend. And that was rough. Trust me, that was really rough. So let's just put up, I'm going to put up New Orleans, and we'll just see what's on here.
Okay, cool.
Because that'll bring me up Baton Rouge, too. And we're just going to go to all, see what's on here. I'm not going to put up the little stuff, so let's get rid of at least,
yes.
let's just do it at least $300.
Right. Don't irritate me so early in the day. It. Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
I don't like $60 cars.
Yes, me neither. Let's see. Okay, so I put a minimum of 300. As you can see, there's 171 on here. So let's kind of scroll and see what we got. Well, we got a pickup and a travel trailer right off the top. Okay, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And it's an in-op. What does that mean? So
it's missing an axle. No big deal.
Maybe they're saying that the travel trailer is an in-op, which obviously it is. But if they're wanting someone to take the F-250 with it, that's going to be difficult, to say the least. Okay, then we've got
it should be reference ID. Just swing on by and toss it on the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
so go for it.
Yeah.
Here's another one that's horrible. It's an F-550. That's an in-op as well. It's for one of those people that I don't like to say their name out loud, so we'll just move on.
That'll be a Sunday surprise. And didn't you have, weren't you trying to set a Copart appointment before the show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this Copart appointment stuff is a bunch of BS.
Why?
I mean, for reals, if everybody's been dealing with it like we have, it's crazy. Even if you make the appointment, they're still sitting there sometimes for 3 or 4 hours before getting loaded. And I don't know if everybody knows, it's not all Coparts, it's certain Coparts. Like Austell, Georgia is one you have to sit for forever. Greenwell Springs, Louisiana, you have to sit forever. Houston, you've always had to sit forever. So that never changed no matter what. You can be there all day long in Houston. But we were like, we had a car at the Copart in New Orleans. The driver forgot to make the appointment last night, like we told him to. And guess what? He calls this morning and there's no appointments.
Oh my God. So then what?
Of course. So I got to cancel. I got to cancel, start over.
Okay.
I mean,
so
yeah.
When, yeah, let's talk about this one. Because this is, I find this just, I know, it's just me. Everybody else is like, oh, yeah, it totally makes sense. It's wonderful.
Well, and see, here's the thing. We can't make appointments for these guys either. They have to use the app. They have to be in the area or something like that is what we were told. Because we tried to do it one time for somebody, and it said we can't locate you or something like that. So it's all the driver has to do it.
But let's walk through it. So when was that load booked?
I booked it last night about 5 o'clock, and I told my driver to make the appointment last night.
Okay, so you booked it yesterday at 5 o'clock, and you told the driver right away he needs to book it. Does he have the app, or does he have to go app hunting?
You know that's an Escalade. He has the app. Yeah, he knew he was supposed to do it. He said he forgot to do it.
All right. So, but what's to guarantee he could have got an appointment today? I mean, that's where I'm coming
from.
Well,
he could have got one last night, I think.
Okay, so he would have got one. Right, that's who has time for this crap? I can't even get an answer to the question, let alone make an appointment on an app. Because that thing, what was he in the middle of doing? What, was he just sitting around counting money? No.
Yeah.
Right?
Rolling around in it.
Yeah, he's rolling around his money, make an appointment. He was busy, right?
Yeah.
Anyways.
True. I mean, and that's right. I mean, most drivers are sitting there driving the and they don't remember.
That's what I don't understand, but how everybody is so... I know, it's not everybody. It's probably just me. But the thing is, I just don't understand how... And it's not getting any better. In the future, it'll be... What? It'll be by fingerprint and eye scan, and they'll... You'll have to take a... You probably have to take a drug test to pick up a car at a salvage auto auction in the future. You'll have to take a COVID
test.
Yeah, exactly. Where's your COVID test? Where's your drug... Oh, you didn't... Well, you didn't pee on a stick fast enough, so yeah, we can't give you the car. Not to mention it didn't pay enough to begin with.
You know what? And here's the sad part. It's really sad when I say I'd rather take an IAA car than I would a Copart car because of the appointment. The only thing, I like Copart cars because you can look at them. IAA, you can't. But now I'm like, take an IAA car just because you don't have to make the appointment and wait for hours.
Right. Do you need,
to make an appointment.
So you don't need a drug test to pick up an IAA car. Is that right?
No, not yet. Not yet.
All right. Maybe. Well, I file in favor of the IAA car. Yeah, let's move on. And I know
they would just let us see the cars.
And here's the thing,
they lie about them.
And I know this, Sue. I know that because I've been out measuring the media. You know, when I make jokes about drug tests to pick up auction cars, 10% of the people are like, "Nah, I can't listen to this guy." But hasn't it come to the? I mean, isn't that where we're going? You know, Brian and I were talking about the clearinghouse stuff. No wonder nobody wants a CDL, Sue. This is why nobody wants a CDL anymore. Yeah. Because if you get a CDL, they set up the camera and the computer in the car and hook you up to the ceiling with your IVs, and they think you're going to do drugs all the way down the road. It's gotten out of hand. No wonder no one wants a CDL. All right. We're going to search for loads. True. Welcome back to Dispatching Live. Okay. And yes, Craig, this one's for you. It's a no drama free zone. See what I did there? Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to keep looking through this whole thing here and see if there's anything on New Orleans other than forklifting on and off at Copart.
Do you need a drug test to get a forklift driver? Okay.
Well, and as you can see, there's always stuff from Louisiana going to Savannah, but who goes to Savannah? And you can see how cheap they are as well. So why would you go to Savannah if you can't get out of Savannah for 44 cents a mile? But anyways, this is what they post them for.
Oh, no. 44 cents a mile. I can't miss this one. I'm going to go. Okay, technically, that's a yellow card. Red card, you have to be in the 30s or the 20s or below.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, yellow card. All right. Yeah, exactly. Because you know what's so funny about 40 cents a mile, Sue? When you talk to somebody who owns a business and like makes relationships, they're like, "I don't pick anything up for less than 70 cents a mile."
Yeah.
Well, shoot, on the load boards, 70 cents a mile can be a dream some days. That's the difference. So if you're willing to pick up the phone and get customers, yeah, it's pretty hard to go back to load boards. What are you doing now?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was looking for, we're trying to.
Silver Mint says
looking
you got
the length of it, El Camino.
I had it all wrong. Silver Mint says you gotta take drugs before you pick up at the IAA and Copart. That is great. Thank you, Silver Mint.
All right. Let's see. We got, like, look at this huge van. It's a GMC Cutaway van going to Knoxville for only $600. And it's an in-op. They probably won't even load that. I don't know if everybody knows, but at Copart and IA, if they're over a certain weight limit, shall we say, they will not forklift that stuff on. You have to winch it.
They literally come out with the giant forklift,
they're about to tip over.
What's the aliens, right? I can't think of her name. She comes out. She drops the car right in the mud. Go ahead and pick that up for us. Yeah. Just go ahead and pull it out of the mud pit. I'll think of the name. Aliens. What's Ripley? Yeah, Ripley's... that'll be the future of the forklift driver. It'll be Ripley in the movie Aliens where she's in the thing. Okay. Show's already off the rails. We're only a quarter in. It's going to be quite a day.
Well, let's see here. Anybody want a Porsche 911 from New Orleans to Dallas for 56 cents a mile? I don't.
Well, Craig, what you got to do, if you want real drama, go watch. There's so many trucking videos where, like, you'll see somebody in their truck and they're completely fed up with the day and they're vaping like crazy. And you can see the trucks rolling by the window and they go on like a 1 hour rant of how they've had it. And I'm thinking, if your boss watches this video and just shoots it around the internet a couple times, man, you'd be better off on Dispatching Live, dude.
Let's see. Well, here's a good one to Birmingham if you're not going very far. Look at this. We saw this yesterday. Just in case his other option fails. What the hell does that mean?
What? Yes. What does that mean?
Just I don't know. Case? We saw yesterday, too.
I don't know, but that is great. So I'm going to count that as a we got one, because that is great. We'll go into some.
I think he has it listed with like another broker, but I don't see it on here.
But that is so funny. I love that language. Just in case his other, they're just letting you know that if you book it and verify it, none of it matters. They're just letting
this
you know.
This is true.
just trying to keep it legit, yo.
Let's see. And then we got a Huma to Jonesboro. Nobody likes Huma. Sorry.
All right. Darren. We'll take a look for Darren here in a bit. Thank you, Darren. Darren's looking for SD to KC. And that's what I mean. If you got a route scout, what's your route scout? Let us know where you're looking. How many? We'll take a look for you. We'll give you our opinion. We'll crack jokes. We'll make hay. Speaking of hay, I think we had hay on the load board the other day, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We sent that to you. That was hilarious.
I'll tell you what. It says forklift is available. How interesting. That's good. See, they're coming along. Look. That's really interesting.
So they're going to load a John Deere backhoe.
Help. I like help loading and unloading. Help loading and unloading.
What does that mean? That means, well, there's somebody out there directing you, or what?
I know there's somebody out there with like those neon, you know,
and the cones.
But beep, I like beep. It's better than nothing. Yeah, there's a dude out there with a beeper.
Well, true.
But you know, they're trying. It's good. Appreciate that. Something's better than what? Giving up his other option.
Just say, figure it out.
Exactly.
I want one that says, figure it out.
Figure it out.
Okay. Oh, let's see.
That is awesome.
HTS, they did the certification. Yes.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take the screen over. We're going to do this.
Okay.
Let's do a couple of... this is John at LAI Transport. Remember we saw the vans last week? Here's his load this week. Yeah, he fills that trailer up.
Yeah. I like that trailer.
Yeah, it's good.
I know it's a Kaufman, but it's a good-looking trailer with the flatbed part of it. I like it.
He's doing really
good.
Wow,
that's an overhang.
Yeah, I know.
In Missouri.
Well, that's the thing. I know, and we saw that on his last load. This is going to be, putting a lot of stress, man. Anyways, hey, what's going on here? What is this?
Well, I sent this to you because apparently we have a new look coming for Cars Arrive.
Really?
It's not yet available. Is it? It says it is, but we have been in there and it does not look like that. Let's go look.
Well, there's a few more days left in October, so anybody know about this? What's going on? Ollie Dispatch says hello. Vistago. Usually help on tractors means someone who knows how to operate it. Oh, that makes sense. Good clarification.
True. Yeah. You're right.
Anyone have luck begging for more coming out of Panama City?
We're going out of Panama City.
Panama City. That's Florida, right?
Yeah, I'm down there too. I'm in Mobile and Pensacola area.
Mm.
There was one in Destin the other begging day going into more. Dallas, but I think it's gone. I don't know where you're going.
Don't you hate that begging for more situation? Oh, that's when the fun games really start too.
Yeah.
Oh God.
So they haven't changed this new look yet because I'm on there and it does not look like that yet.
Okay.
So I can't even help anybody try to navigate this yet. So I don't know.
Is it
October,
just?
I guess they have a couple more weeks. Not quite even. Right? Wonderful.
Thank you. It'll be neat to see. I'm looking forward to seeing that. So keep me posted.
Yeah.
Keep us posted.
We'll use it if it really changes. We'll use it next week. We'll kind of go play with it a little bit.
I would love that.
The same.
And it goes, if you guys see, send me the news. AutotransportIntel@gmail.com. If you see that Cars Arrive has updated, let me know. We'd love to see it. What else
victory
we got?
Victory lap. Rates are trash everywhere, babe.
Oh, man. I mean, as if that's ever changed. Now, we've had moments.
No.
We've had moments.
Yes.
But
yes.
That's the way load boards are,
season,
man.
Though. Yeah, and this is when they start to take advantage of us is right now, and they're getting away with it as usual. Because honestly, the gas is going up, the rates should be going up, the rates shouldn't be where they're at anyways, let alone with the gas prices being this way. Someone asked me the other day, I asked for more money, and they're like, why? I said, well, gas is over $4 a gallon for these drivers. And you know what she said to me? She said, yeah, it's really high here too.
Oh, that's so rich.
I was like, okay.
Brilliant stuff too.
It's everywhere.
And then, and
you know,
5 minutes later, she's at the water cooler, and that's what I said. It's high here too. Woo-hoo-hoo! And everybody's high five, and they're like, "Yeah, you know what? You know what's so cool? Because we're adding a pool out back, and we got that. We're gonna do prime rib barbecue this Friday for the entire building. Woo-hoo-hoo!" Okay. Sorry, Devin. I know. It's not funny. It's just ironic. Let's go to the next thing. Oh, it was the dispatcher. Yes. Yes. You know what? Let's see. Hello, I'm blank, professional dispatcher. Let's work together. Are you interested? Would love to know how this person speaks at a bar when trying to date. Hello, I'm blank. Professional Friday night saloon attender. Okay. Here's another one. Hello there. Are you a carrier and struggling to get cars booked? Having a situation with cars you came to pick up not ready yet or having storage fees? Oh, I think I just read this one the other day. The point is that, so there's somebody in the live chat right now that it has sent me several and then I guess has an idea to, you want to call somebody? You want to call? There's a dispatcher.
They want us to call them?
There's a dispatcher that keeps on. And by the way, just like, did you know that in clubs, there are signals now. If you're being harassed in the club, go up to the bartender and order, like, I don't know, a pink lady or something. And then they know that they need to, like, get security on somebody. So maybe we need to have like the dispatcher pink lady code. Like, I don't know. Okay. That's worth a
shot. I know you don't, we can't really do it while we're on the show, but maybe you send that to me and I will call them and see what they say. How's that?
And I'll tell you what, but here's the thing. Hey, came across your videos. I could really use a dispatcher. So it's not like, you know, it's not a total one-way street. And I guess what you should do is send me all those texts you get, and then I'll inundate, you know, this guy. Oh, you do? You want a dispatcher? All right. Have fun. Don't forget to order the pink lady. Okay. Let's see. It is time to announce. Yes, go ahead and grab a mask and jump right in, because this is Auto Transport. For example, why not?
Just put
your hay bales on Central Dispatch. Sure.
Yeah, seriously.
And I mean, this is a company with 4,000
with
100% rating.
Yeah.
Sure, just do it. Do whatever you want. This is Auto Transport. Okay. Hey, Jay and Sue, I'm a fan of the show. I called to book a Toyota. Later, the broker tells me, wait, it's a Honda. They called me back later. Oh, no, it's an Audi. I said, send me a photo. There we go. You ready? I call this Franken Toyota Honda Audi. God. Oh, there'll be drugs at the salvage auto auction tonight.
Do you want to pick up tomorrow, drop Monday or Tuesday?
Okay.
So I got to tell you something. I just asked for a load via text while we're doing the show, okay, for a driver.
Okay.
And they said they're trying to get the actual pickup and delivery address. And I said, okay, he's going to be there in the area shortly. And they seriously just said to me, as in the actual street address. I'm like, I don't have any information. Are these people okay? Come on now.
So no, wait. Is it the shipper, the carrier, the broker? Who's asking?
The broker's saying, as in the actual address. Well, first off, I don't even have the load, so how would I know where the actual address is? Secondly, you just told me you don't know what the actual address is. I'm going to be in the area. Send me over the damn load. Come on now.
That's why I say, grab a mask and jump right in. You can do what crazy. You want. Okay. What else we got? Hey, we need to discuss blank. I tried to take three vans. They wanted us to stop and get a state inspection on each before dropping. Yeah. Okay, Sue, this is...
Yeah, so this is a big broker. I called them for... They actually had 2 3 packs of vans out of Kansas City going to Austin. They were paying $2,100 a piece, which, I mean, that was good money, okay? So I call... And I say to them, I want this load. Then he says, well, you have to stop and get a state inspection. I said, you mean like an inspection, right? And he's like, yeah, just anywhere along the way. Like, this is the easiest thing in the world for a driver to do, by the way.
Yeah.
I said, there is no way that I'm going to talk my driver. Because first off, I'm pretty sure you have to make appointments for that stuff because of COVID. Okay. And secondly, I said, they don't have time to do that kind of stuff. Why would we do that? And what if it failed inspection? Then what?
Oh, my God. Then you got to get it fixed. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is so... Yeah. You know, I mentioned in my reply, you know, there's companies... That's why there are full-service companies that offer final mile, compliance, storage. It's expensive. But... And this broker knows... They know...
And they know, this is a big
let's just be honest.
That I talked
they
to.
Know yeah. that's total BS. And they're hoping to catch somebody that doesn't know the difference, that's begging for loads, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't make any sense at all. I was just totally befuddled with that one.
If you're out there, if you're live or on demand, have you ever, Sue and I want to know, have you ever... picked up a vehicle for pickup and delivery, as usual, but actually taken a vehicle somewhere for service, for inspection. Have you done that?
I've had to wash them before, but that's about it.
And I knew a guy that would courtesy wash for his customers because they paid better. But if it's on the load board, are you gonna get a vehicle washed that pays 50 cents a mile?
No.
No. In fact, here's the problem. No. If you do it and somebody doesn't like the wash, or now they see scratches they didn't see before.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you got a new problem. And how do I know what else you did to my vehicle? No. It'd be like in the Uber, the DoorDash guy. He tastes the soup to make sure it's warm. I just wanted to make sure your soup was warm. Get your finger out of there. What are you doing? Get out of my house.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is why it's okay to take the carrier dispatcher side and bag on some brokers, because that's freaking ridiculous.
Okay, all right. Give us just a couple. Give me a little.
Okay, so
all right.
I pulled up
No, we got to do this
South
one.
South Dakota, too.
Before we do South Dakota, what's the deal here? I got to know. What happened?
So they screwed my driver head as pay. Oh, yeah. So another big broker, okay? We're going to pick up this car. Now, I will say this car was paying outrageous money, okay? Just like it was $2 a mile for one vehicle. It wasn't anything big. It was a little car. But and we were in the area, so probably the reason why I was paying that well is because it was kind of in BFE, but I was in BFE. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. So we go call to verify the car because that's what we do, and they say there's $655 due on this car before we release it.
Oh.
So we get a hold of
where,
them.
Wait,
said,
where
okay,
was it picking up at?
With a credit card.
To the cops or who are you paying?
It was someplace in Virginia.
Okay.
Huh?
But what kind of what?
We
kind
were
of,
in Knoxville. This was just a little bit north.
All right. Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, you're paying $655 to who? I just want to know who's taking
that money.
Oh, to a tow
company.
To a tow company. Ah, so yeah. they got the Dobermans and the chains, right?
Yeah, and this is the weird part. So the customer calls to pay, and the guy says no, their credit card was no good. He runs three different credit cards, and then runs the credit card for the broker and says they're no good. At this point in time, I know this tow company is full of crap. Okay, he just wants cash. He does not want.
So I'm right. Once again, Jay is right about the Dobermans and the chains. Right. Okay.
Right. So I asked my driver, is he willing to pay for it? He's like, hell yeah, for the price of this vehicle, I'm paying it. I said, okay.
Oh, crap.
So they agree that they will ACH him on Monday when we send him everything, which I get from the lady that head accounting said she was going to ACH it would show up in our account on Tuesday. Wednesday, we still don't show it up in our account. So I call them and she's like, well, we didn't pay yet. I said, wait a second. I got an email from you, who I'm talking to, that said you had paid it on Monday. It would show up on Tuesday. She's like, well, I wasn't authorized to pay the $655. I said, yes, you were, because I have confirmation from the owner of the company that that's what it was all going to be. And she goes, well, let me check with him. Right. And I said, but still, why is it not paid? Well, county must not have paid it. I said, well, why did you say it was going to be paid? I said, this money was taken out of his pocket. So the only reason we agreed to do it is because this is his basically his gas money, you know. We needed to be paid on Monday, Tuesday at the latest. We still haven't been paid, by the way. It's supposed to be in his account today. But it was this, and this is a big broker. You know who they are. They were on this. They've been on the show.
Well, I was just going to say.
I don't know what happened.
And so here's what we're going to do, because I think this is ridiculous. And I also know that this is typical. Oh, man.
Bullshit.
This is why, I mean, auto transport, there's a war. There's this constant war between the verticals. And it's because of this crap. Yes, and this is a company that, here's the thing is, I'm going to put you in touch with somebody.
Okay.
I want you to talk to see if they can help clear this up, because I hate to think that yet another company that I've talked to that, you know, they're on social media, we're great, we're this big company, and then you got this crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remind me after the show.
Well, I think it's who you think you're going to send me is who I'm already talking to, if it's the big book guy.
Oh, really? Well, that's man, I'll tell you what. And here's the thing. This would be the way that I would double down. Listen, I know you guys are on social media. You go to trade shows. You're everywhere. And yet we got this effing problem and it's real. And I'm going to put it on social media if you don't fix it.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, because what the heck are you doing? I mean, how much money? I see the people, right? The people and the buildings and all the branding and all the crap. Well, are you going to screw people or are you going to do the right thing?
Yeah.
Because
I don't think they're out to screw anybody.
No, but what
anybody. My problem is that, you know, if we do this for you, you know what I mean? Then you should do what you say you're going to do. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, do what you say you're going to do.
And I understand being a day off, but having almost, it's going to be almost a whole week off.
So
that's the only thing.
I know for a fact this company was recently making another video about how great they are.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the thing. It's guys, hey, what's up, Carlos? Silverman. I'm not going to say who the company is because that's the thing. I'm Switzerland, man. I'm really trying to help connect everybody and get everybody to play nice. For years, we've had people on the fuel island bitching and people in the window office bitching, and they never speak, right? That is, it's just animosity 24/7. Well, I'm trying to help fix some of that crap. So we say negative things about trucks and operators, and then we say negative things about those that screw trucks and operators, and whether you meant to do it or not, or whatever, man. And that's another thing. I'm not going to hang on to this. I'm letting this go. I mean, somebody's going to watch this in a few years, be like, does he still hate that company? No, I don't hate that company. Just do the right thing. Because I know you're posting on LinkedIn, you know, John 3:16 and all this stuff. Well, what happened here?
Okay, where are you?
All right.
I mean, it just do what you say you're going to do. That's what I'm about to.
Yeah.
That's all.
Hey. All right. So I you can take the screen back over.
Okay.
Brush your shoulders off, right? Get up. Get back at them. No, I was right. Not my job. Hell no. Only wash cars if I drive down dirt, red roads in the rain to get there. In which case. Oh, okay. Sue's taking over.
Yep.
Back to all you, right. Sue. Well, I went. You want to know about South Dakota going to Kansas City? This is all there is.
Cool.
That's it.
Oh, man.
So here, I want to tell a story about South Dakota because you know me. I always say never go to the Dakotas, right? Never, never, ever, ever. So if you do go someplace, you work backwards, right? So that's what I did. There was a load going to South Dakota. It was called Davis, South Dakota, which is near Sioux Falls area. And it was paying $1,500 to take just two trucks. It was paying a dollar something a mile per vehicle. Okay. So before I took the loads, I looked to see if there was anything out of South Dakota because we all know there's usually nothing out of South Dakota. I actually got three vehicles from Assertus paying outrageous. Right next to where I was dropping, one dropping in Memphis, one dropping in Mississippi, and one dropping in Birmingham, all paying $2,600 and change. It was great money. I was shocked. It was $2.60 a mile, basically. So that's why I never go to South Dakota unless you work backwards. So
that should be a bumper sticker. Or a country song.
Don't go to South Dakota.
Never go to South Dakota unless you're working backwards. Okay. So, by the way, where is Mo Bridge? Hey, Darren, you anywhere near Mo Bridge?
I don't know. I bet that's near Mo Nothing. Hold on.
Oh, man.
5-7-6-0-9.
Mo Nothing.
I'm going once. I'm going to just put in Omaha.
I'm sorry. And I want to see. Really, I'm surprised it's not posted for more. Has it been there?
Well,
it must
that might
be new.
A situation where you ask.
You must
more,
be new
sure,
here.
But... Oh, come on. I don't know if anybody else has had problems. We've been having problems with Google Maps all week long.
Well, okay, it's because you're out in the woods.
BFV, yeah. Okay, so Mo Bridge is almost to the border of North Dakota.
Wow.
So I don't know where he's at, but I bet he's not there.
I don't think it's going to move horrible. For 81 cents a mile, but you know.
No.
I'll see you at the water cooler. You like bear claws?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, in Osage City, Kansas, I think is out in nowhere man's land, too. I don't even think that's Wichita. 66523.
Sure.
66523.
I'm just going to say, it's for the record, if this was your customer, that truck is $2 a mile.
Right? If they want to get it moved,
come on.
I bet they move it though. Somebody's gonna have gone up to South Dakota.
Well, that's
gonna be,
and that brings
something.
Us back to the whole problem of everybody standing around the disposal, begging for another French fry to drop. You know, I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care. Hey, Darren says awesome. Darren is like, Mo Bridge, sign me up. Do you have a buzzer in the truck? I know where you can get one. Everybody should have a bell and a buzzer in the trunk.
I need the easy button. Isn't that what it is?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. Yeah. Well, I try to keep them out of the muck and the mire. Yeah.
I'm sending you.
The easy button's for a different show. This is where you roll up your sleeves and then you grease up and you jump into the wrestling ring. That's Dispatching Live. There's no place for an easy button. Okay, so 12:40. Do we... Okay, we searched for Darren.
Yep.
We don't have any other route scouts. I don't think we have any other viewer mail. I think I do have a couple more things that I could share. But unless you've got... Do you have anything you want to...
No, I've still got up Louisiana, but I mean, we kind of looked at a little bit of it. I mean, there's only 171 loads that are above $300, so that kind of tells you something. And that's New Orleans area and Mississippi. So it does look like there's some good stuff if you guys are in the area in Gulfport going to Houston. Look at that. A Yukon for $1.83 a mile from Gulfport to Houston.
Dealer to dealer, 2 days. That, oh, you're looking at, I'm looking at the Frontier, yeah. One. Well, no, yeah, wait, can you put them together?
One. Yeah, why not? If you're in that area, hell yeah.
24 hours required. Let's talk about 24 hours required. What do you think it is?
It's probably repo? It's either a repo or it could be a residence. Who knows? I mean, they may want 24 hours. You know, it could go either way. Gulfport, I mean... There, if it was Moss Point, we would know it's Copart or IA, and it's not that. So
is that it? Go to Coast to Coast.
I would guess, though, Repo Yard.
Yeah, what's the broker? Let's click on Coast to Coast. I'm real curious.
Coast to Coast. It looks like they're out of Houston. This is the investigative
reporting that we do. Oh, they're out of Houston.
They're a dealer out of Houston, but they're in Conroe, so 77301. Not going to them, though. That's not their zip code.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Huh.
That's definitely. Those are those the two best you've seen so far that you might put together?
Well, I mean, if I was there's plenty on here to go to Houston. There always is. There was a 4-pack on here too. I mean, if you're wanting to go home, like here's a 4-pack. That's out. Carville is IAA out of Baton Rouge area. I mean, this is typical, just so everybody knows. $200 a car to Houston is pretty typical that you're going to see. Sometimes you get more, like this one. This one's going to the port, though, and they're at paying $350 a car.
That 4-pack, would you book that? I mean, that's not bad, right?
I wouldn't book it for my 9-10 car, yes. But I don't go to Houston, so I probably wouldn't book it. And my 10 car lives in Houston. So if he was down in New Orleans, yeah, I'd probably book that with more to go with it because it's a 4-pack. It's not bad money, don't get me wrong. And if you need to get your driver home and you had a 4-car, you grab it and go and you're sailing there. My other 4-car, like I said, he won't go to Houston and he won't do anything under, like, I got to at least get $1,200 a day. So I wouldn't take it for him either.
What are you looking for right now? What is, what's on your table?
Right now, we've got bits and pieces everywhere. Got a driver that is... Well, we just finished up my driver in Mobile. He's heading to Dallas. I've got a guy out of Dallas going home. He's already loaded. I'm pretty much almost all my guys are loaded, so I'm just missing like one or two here and there. Really, I don't have a whole lot, to be honest with you, for once. Oh, sorry. We do have a driver in Nashville going to Ohio. Forgot. I've got one over here that they're still working on.
Nashville to Ohio.
This has actually been a good day. Yeah.
Yeah? That's good. Yeah.
Nashville to Ohio is rough. I mean, most people know that it's hard to get up there or to Detroit, that too. He lives in Toledo, and I think we've got one right now going from Nashville to Columbus is all we've got so far. And all right, he loads tomorrow to go home. So
that's a potential look-see. Shoot, what was I going to say? Oh, okay, so October 21st is the date today. So what are you looking at? What's going to happen in November, December? Are you kind of looking ahead because of the holidays?
No, what do you mean, like looking ahead to book, or you mean just
no, not to book, just to prepare for, you know. I don't know.
Well,
do you, not, I mean,
there's nothing. I mean, there's. You can't really prepare for what happens because you really don't ever know what's gonna happen.
This is actually a great segment. You can't prepare for, right?
No. No, you really can't. I mean, I know what happens every year, and it should have already started happening. To be honest with you, we're still, don't get me wrong, we're struggling. It's that time of the year. But it's usually worse than this. I mean, literally, we're like sometimes here till, I'm here till 6, 7 o'clock at night still trying to find loads. Because sometimes these guys pop up loads in the middle of the night. I don't know if everybody realizes that, but usually around 6, 7, they're done. I've seen the random weirdos that list them at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, but I'm not usually out looking for them at that time. Cars Arrive usually puts theirs on like their, how should I say this? They put so many on during the day, but usually around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, they slam a bunch on the board. So if you don't know that, look for that. Other than that, it's usual. I mean, if you want to run down to Florida, of course, you've got a whole bunch of stuff up there in New Jersey, Minnesota, you know, Illinois, Ohio that are running snowbird stuff. But getting out of Florida is a freaking nightmare. I've got a 5-car that lives in Davenport, Florida. For the last 2 months, it's like near to impossible to get him anything decent to get out of there. It's just bad. Like they're doing what they always do. As we all know, when it's snowbird season, one way pays really good. The next way out is crapola with a capital C. And Florida sucks. So
Florida was good. Wasn't it good this summer or something?
Yeah.
But it now was Florida, we're in snowbird season.
You know, I would have never told you. Yeah. Florida, we had all that COVID stuff going on. Now we're back to square one. In fact, I'll pull it up. I mean, you're looking at 25, 35.
Let's look at it. And David's talking about, you know, how many drivers does each of your dispatchers handle? And dispatch office stuff. This is good stuff.
Sure. Okay, so I'm going to pull this up and then we'll look at it. So depending on the experience of the dispatcher and also how many cars each trailer holds. So on an average dispatcher, they're going to have 4 to 5 drivers, depending on if they're 3 cars or 4 cars or 5 cars, that kind of thing. If they're a new dispatcher, they only start out with 1 or 2 drivers, and then they work their way up as I see that they're able to. Me and Jen, we can handle 6 to 7 at a time, but we do have backup support. We have people that are verifying for us. We have people that are calling our accounting for us. I have a full accounting department that does all of that. And then I have one person that does all the verifications for us as well. If you're a dispatcher by yourself, the most I would ever, and if you're calling the dispatcher who's doing this, that does all of it, I would not want to be with somebody that's handling more than 4 or 5. It just gets too hectic. They can't keep up. And you want somebody that is on point. You want to be able to call them and say, hey, what do you have for me? Or, you know, is this okay and this okay, and they know what's going on. If they've got too many drivers and they're not organized, they're not going to know, you know, just by saying this is going on. Like if one of our drivers calls us, me or Jen, we know exactly what load it is. I can usually tell you what load hers is. She could tell you what load mine is, even if it's not our driver, just because we kind of work together with that kind of stuff. But if you're looking for a service, definitely if they're telling you, you know, how many did you guys usually handle, Jay?
Well, I was thinking that you were taking me down memory lane. It's about the same.
Yeah.
I liked 5, but 6 to 7 is when I was, you know,
crazy.
Making a little bit of money, but I was crazy busy. Yeah. That was the thing. 7 really was unenjoyable. Unenjoyable. It was uncomfortable. 7 was pushing me because I was. I don't think I was eating my lunch. It was sitting on my desk, and I was working around my food. Yeah, it was
crazy.
Yeah,
we do that every day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, you want a dispatcher that can only really – that really only does – and I would say if you're a single dispatcher, you're working from your home or whatever, 5 or 6 max, because usually one driver is usually off every week, so you always have 5. And I say that, I'm not being sarcastic, that never changes. It usually always happens. Every week I have 1 or 2 drivers that are either broke down or they're taking a vacation or they're taking the week off.
No.
So as absolutely. Long as you have five or six, you've still got your income
and
coming in.
That's why you gotta have that's the problem. That's why you can't do three. Because
no.
Yeah. So you have to have, if you're a dispatcher, you've got to be somewhere around five. By the way, according to, I don't know, broker law or whatever, that's, if you're working for five drivers, you're illegal. Yeah. So enjoy your scripture and verse, because then when you're out of service because of a drug test for CBD oil, well, can't help you. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. But anyways, as a dispatcher, you need like five drivers at a time to work for, because there's always, say, you're totally right. There's always somebody broken down. That's absolutely true, or something. Hey, I want to say this too. Darren is talking about Alton, Oklahoma to South Dakota. One canyon pays $3,500 on the run he's got. Now the problem is. As soon as, it's kind of like when you walk up to a fish pond. I did this. I was a couple months ago. I walked up to a fish pond. I didn't have any food on me. But all the fish came to the surface and their mouths are open and they're going crazy. And I realized because there was a food thing that I could put a quarter in and get a handful of food. Well, that's what happens if you, Darren, once you say that kind of money in the live chat, all the fish come up to the end of the pond and want to know, where'd you get the can and who's your customer? And that's one of the problems. But that's how we know we got a problem in auto transport. Because at the same time, we read in the news, did you see this headline? We're short 80,000 truckers. Do you see that?
Is that the one? Is this about the stuff in California that can't get off the ships? Or is it
exactly. You got 100 ships off Long Beach port that can't get unloaded. Apparently, when COVID hit, Americans... As if Americans weren't already buying like crazy, they went buying like crazy even more, which then gets everybody upset about the stimulus checks, because that means just people are buying more TVs and cars or candy, I don't know. So you got the Long Beach problem, you got the people bored with stimulus money, buying too much problem. We already had a driver shortage. And so the thing is, we're all staring at the load boards going, well, why don't the rates go up? Or something.
Yeah, I agree.
Is it just me?
It may eventually happen because they won't have a choice. You know what I mean? Hey, just so he knows, I'm looking at this Oklahoma. It's only 150 miles to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That's where you would probably get loaded. So if it's paying that well, look and see what you can get out of there. It's not going to go to Kansas City, though. I will tell you that, because I just looked that up. But just keep in mind, if you take stuff into places like that, you may have to drive a ways to get loaded. Just answering the question.
Well, he's going to deadhead back because it paid enough. And I think that's a great idea. That makes total sense. And here's a question. And I know
Omaha has stuff usually in it to Kansas City.
Right. On the way. Can you book something on the way? And we know that this is why on Central, I think, theoretically, you're supposed to be able to book stuff along the way, but do you use those features? Like channel width or something?
I don't get that feature because I've got a broker account. Now, the girls do have different features on theirs than I do. But I will just pull it up. And another thing we were talking about today, wouldn't it be nice on the search engine that if you could just say, I want loads 100 miles to the east of me or 100 miles to the west of me? Instead of doing a 100-mile radius, you know, within, you know, say, from Sioux Falls. Instead, we get the stupid load board instead of doing, like, valuable things that might be helpful for us.
So here's a question, Sue.
Okay.
You know the load board that's going to have a new look soon?
Yeah.
Right? And I'm leaving out names because, I hear briefcases opening. Okay. So, that load board, are they just updating the fonts and stuff, or are they going to increase the usability?
I thought it said when you were showing that they were, are we talking about the same one you showed earlier, right?
Yeah, we're talking, exactly. I mean, it should be
I thought
easier,
it said it was
going
to be more user friendly. So
okay.
I don't know what that means.
So that means we've got more content coming because we get to see Yeah. Is it better to use? I don't know.
Yeah, we'll play with it as soon as it changes, because we're in October. We're almost at the end of October, and it's still not different. So I don't know what that's about.
And then nobody get excited yet. But what we do know is, how long have we been told that the new look is better than ever, and yet we're in October, and we have yet to find that out.
Yeah.
When did they start? Okay, Jay, I hear you having a good time. What? When did they say they were? What was the initial month of it being better? Was that January?
Oh. Oh, you're talking.
Let me get the gavel. What was the month when they said it was going to be getting better? I believe it was January 2021. We're nine months down the road. Somebody's had a child in the time that we're not sure if that's true.
No, it hasn't gotten any better. And thank God they haven't taken away the older thing for us so far, because I'm still using the old one. So.
Well, everybody is.
And everybody, yeah, because they can't figure out the new one. It sucks.
Let's put it to the live chat. I know we don't have the giant sampling we could use here, but is anybody using the new look?
Yeah.
I still think the answer is no, even in our little sample. The answer is no.
Yeah.
And if you do use it, what do you like best about it? We really want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us.
Yeah, I agree.
Serious. It's clear. That's why I wear a referee shirt. Okay, we looked for Darren. We got Larry coming up real soon. Let me see if there's any more news here. Don't forget, you can spray the champagne over the cubicle every time you post another actual pickup, actual delivery that really isn't picking up where you said or delivering where you said. So that's cool. Yeah, let's add another wing to the building.
The M company listed one the other day, and on actual delivery, and it was said it was in Idaho, and it was really in Montana.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's
like
the difference? 300
miles away. Yeah. No big deal.
I mean, those guys.
No big deal. Just hop, skip, and a jump. Let's just go.
It is so funny how... Gosh, I don't even know where to start. I mean, okay. I don't know. All right. I'm going to move on. Waking up a load. Somebody said, what is waking up a load, Jay? All right. Here's my answer. When a load is posted too cheap and it's just sitting there, I call it and ask for more money. They tell me they can't pay any more money. I give them my information. Then they raise the money, but they don't call me back or answer the phone, and then it's gone. I woke up the load, but they had too much pride to let me book it. True or false? Yeah.
True. You know what we do? We call, one of us calls, and then we call on the bat phone and ask for more money again, and we usually get it.
Oh, man, that's why you got to have a bat phone. Do you remember we had in the live chat, it was several weeks ago, somebody said, what is a bat phone?
Yeah. That's my secret line that we have a totally different phone number for through, we use Straight Talk. I don't know if anybody uses Straight Talk home services, but it's only like $17 a month, and you can ask for whatever phone line you want. So I took a phone line that was nothing to do with ours, so they would have no idea who it was calling when we call it behind them.
Right. So, when you think bat phone, think burner phone. Because here's the deal, guys. Yes. You've got your tricks. Okay. Well, we have ours too. So we're both working on spraying champagne over the cubicle tonight. Here's a guy. I'm trying to bypass the broker, go directly to a driver because I had a terrible traumatic experience with a broker. Can you give me any advice or guidance on how to make this happen with less money, less stress? I think I sent him over to you. Was there any progress on this?
We did.
Yeah.
We called her. Okay, so you want me to tell you what happened to her?
Yeah, just leave out
experience?
Names.
You got to hear this part.
Yeah, but I do want to hear the story. Yeah.
So So we gave her our quote and we, you know, told her, you know, you talked to us and all this stuff. And I still haven't heard back from her after we gave the quote. But what happened to her was she had somebody move the car for her. They dropped off the car and then she found a pair of nasty women's thongs in the car. What? Like somebody had sex in her car before they dropped it off to her.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
By the way, on the movie, the other guys, they call that a soup kitchen. Let's get back to the show.
Oh my God. Oh Lordy, okay. He's laughing so hard he can't even talk.
Oh God.
Oh, good thing you weren't didn't take a drink of something at the time you said that. It'd have been everywhere.
Oh shit.
Oh Lord.
Oh. Okay, so anyways.
Stop it.
Oh.
Are you there?
That is too funny. All right, so anyways. All right, so what happened next? Okay.
That was it. She told us that story. We gave her the quote, and I haven't heard from her since then. But she doesn't want it moved for, like, what, a month or two?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably why. So. But we explained our process, so she knew that we don't.
We bet hard.
Like we told her, you know, that's a first for me. I will honestly say that's a first for me. But like we told her, we vet our drivers as much as we possibly can. But, you know. I mean, for all we know, it was a bunch of people got in the car while the driver was parked for the night, too. Who knows? Oh, that's happened before, God. Too. Right,
exactly. A
couple bums
well,
out there.
You know, when you post it cheap,
and a hooker.
Who knows what you'll get?
Always leave your doors locked on your cars,
oh,
people.
My God. That is so crazy. I had no idea it was going to go so far south. You know, speaking of. It is time. It is now 1 o'clock. This is everybody's favorite part of the show. As if we, you know, I feel like we might have already, we've already done that, been there, but let's do this. Are you a car shipping guru? Play Ask Larry. We got 5 questions. Now on Tuesday nights at about 8:30, 30 minutes into the Tuesday Night's Live show, we do the 5 questions, but we don't do the answers. Oh, shoot. Where's my answers? Well, I'll know it when I see it. Oh, here we go. I got my answers right here. Okay. All right, so I have my answers. I don't know the... I have my answers. I don't know the actual answers. We're going to do the questions and the answers. Here we go. Ready? Oh, look, Ty just made it for the Larry... We're going to get the answers. Here we go. Which of the following was the best-selling car for a total of 19 years in a row? Toyota Camry, Honda Accord, Ford Taurus, Ford Escort.
Oh, shit.
I know. There were different guesses Tuesday night. What's your guess? Which car is it?
We're trying, though.
19 years in a row.
Do they even make a Ford Escort anymore?
I don't think it's the Escort. I think that's the one you get rid of. I know Taurus was popular for a long time, but I don't know if it was 19 years.
Well, and they've changed it too. It's not even a Taurus anymore. It's called a SS or something like that.
So
I think it's
going
to be the Camry or the Accord.
Yeah, me too. It's either the Camry or the Accord. I made my choice. I picked Accord.
November 30th.
That's what I was going to say, too. I don't
Camrys
know which one's been
Taurus.
Around longer.
You didn't get a signature.
Yeah. I'll say Accord, too.
Okay.
Yeah, Honda Accord. Oh, yeah. Man, that's 3 Camrys in the live chat. This is tough.
Oh.
And this can set the whole tone for the rest of the game. Because if you miss this one, right, you're just out.
I know. My phone rang with that one.
Going once.
Silverman said Taurus.
What are you picking?
I said Silverman said Taurus.
I know.
I'm going to stick with Accord. That's the first instinct for me was when Sam.
Yeah, we both picked Accord. Live chat's going. Camry, here we go. Oh, come on.
Oh, you're right, guys.
Oh, everybody. You know what? We should have listened. The carriers would know. Good job, carriers. Dang it. It was the dispatcher.
Well, at least it wasn't Accord.
All right, here we go. Question number two. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2017 Hyundai Sonata from Plymouth, Massachusetts to Phoenix, Arizona? 745, 910, 1105, 1320. If you're on the podcast, thanks so much for playing along or on demand. And don't forget, go to dispatchcenter.com/AskLarry to submit before Thursday's.
It should be 1320.
That's what I picked.
I mean, that's a long distance.
I know. That's what I said. Exactly what I said. Because even when I'm booking from the southeast to Phoenix, I'm looking for a grant. Right?
Yeah. I think it's got to be.
You're welcome.
Silverman says 2300. I like the way you think. Rob's got 1320. Matt's got 1105. Ty's got 1105. Going once. Going twice. Oh, yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
Hey.
That's what it should pay. I mean.
Yeah, it should be. Actually, I think more than that, but that's just me.
I'm with you. Well, it's a Hyundai Sonata, right? 2017. Yeah, we'll just chuck it on the trailer. And I just want to mention this. Larry, the Quotify Llama, transportautoquoter.com, knows the market rate to get it moved now. If you're a shipper and you're looking for help or you know somebody, Alexa, open Quotify. You can do that. And your Alexa is ready for you to enable the skill. Here we go, question three. The Ford F-Series was the top-selling vehicle on the market in 2020. Roughly, what is the difference in units sold between the F-Series and the top-selling car? F-Series top-selling truck? What's the difference between the F-Series truck and the top-selling car in units sold?
That's kind of difficult.
This one's really hard. I don't even know.
The difference in units sold.
I know. I mean,
it could be anything. I don't know. Well, I'm going to go with 300,000.
Yeah, I picked 500. It literally could be anything. Yeah. Silverman says Larry's always wrong.
I think Larry should be higher too. So
he's not always wrong. And that's what makes rates. See, that's what rates are up for debate. Right?
Yes, there you have it.
Everybody should have a little bit
Larry
of
Larry looks
rate.
At, we understand it, the average of what's going on the boards, right? Like what's going on, as far as I know.
Say it again.
I said, doesn't Larry like take an average of what's going on the boards?
I think so. And other factors. I mean, Larry actually cares about what the cost of fuel is, as opposed to many people you'll call.
Right. And
I mean, Larry actually cares about that stuff. Larry actually cares. Put that on your t-shirt. All right, here we go. Oh, whoops.
Oh, it was 500.
I guessed 500,000. Woo-hoo-hoo! I'm 2 out of 3.
I'm 1.
Right, you're 1. Uh-huh.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I still, but, you know, I got no chance. No chance. Here we go, question 4. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2019 Toyota RAV4 from San Diego to San Antonio? Is it 440, 600, 870, or 1205? See, this one,
it's
this one,
I think. It's going to be 870, but I think it should be 1205.
That's see, well, that. And I'm thinking because of where this is, I'm thinking I went with 600. I think you're going to have a lot of brokers really pushing this down. They're going to hit the compare button. They're going to, you know, they're going to pick up their deck of cards, put the toothpick in.
I think it's going to be.
Do a hey buddy, you know, forget it about it.
But I think it's going to be 870.
I don't know. That's yeah, eight, okay. With. So Sue's got 870. Rob's got 1205.
Silverman said 1842.17.
Right, he did. You're banned.
Is that how many miles it is?
Probably. Gosh, I hope it's not 600. I better be wrong about this. Okay, here we go. Oh, it's 870.
All right, two.
All right, we're both two. Two out of four, two out of four. Carlos had 870. Nice job, Carlos. All right, final question. Here we go. What is the average valued appreciation of a new vehicle during the first year of ownership? 10%, 20%, 26%, or 30%?
Okay.
I was thinking to be above 30, so I went with 30.
Well, it also depends on what year, because in this year for COVID, it would not be. So.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it went up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got what I paid for my I just sold my Land Rover and I got what I paid for it a year and a half ago.
Right now, yes, dealers are paying I want to get this right, but I think dealers are paying above MSRP just at the auction to get a vehicle.
Yes.
I think.
Yes. I've talked to a few different dealerships lately. Yeah. I'm going to say 20%.
Ty's got 20. Rob's got 26. 20. I'm liking it. Final guesses in the live chat.
20.
Going once. Matt's got 30. Oh, it is 20.
Three.
Nice.
When the customers are the camera, always right.
Mm-hmm. Well done, everybody. Thanks for playing. Are you a car shipping guru? It is time. We've got an actual mug. We've got actual problems. We're actually dispatchers. Here we go. I'm not your bookkeeper and bill collector. Now, I know this is up for debate because I know that this is a service that can be provided, that some dispatchers provide. I think your office provides this
service. Yeah, we do it.
And
yeah,
I think that's wonderful because I don't think it's required. And so if you work with a dispatcher that is your bookkeeper and bill collector, you're lucky. Yeah. Well done. That's cool. That's a cool thing to do. And I put this is here because this has nothing to do with booking loads. And that is the primary directive.
Right.
So there. Oh, and that's the end of my slides. I'm done. That's it. I got nothing else. I got 15 minutes of making stuff up. That's... not something you share live. Hey, you want to do a quick live in the transport parking lot at the auction on sale day? Wow. Yes. Yes, we do. We have time for that too. I'm going to send Ty an invite and let's see if we can get Ty in here. That sounds really interesting. Shoot. That's right.
Yeah,
I see
how many cars.
And that's actually one of the problems with our timing on Fridays. Fridays is great, but it's not sale day. So to get Ty live at the sale, and Silvermate wants to get their rates. Well, Well, that ought to be interesting too. Get a rate live. So the invite has gone out to Ty. He should be in here. Oh, he should be in here shortly.
He said 5 minutes.
Come on, 10 minutes. Well,
no, he said or five.
We'll take it. That's cool. We'll take it. Does anybody have? So we'll go a little bit long. We'll go a little extra long today. I got a meeting at 2 o'clock that I gotta have. It's gonna be a cool meeting. Does anybody have anything else to add? Sue, do you have anything to add or a route you want to search?
Well, we could look out of Nashville while we're waiting for Ty to go up towards Ohio and stuff like that. So let me pull up Tennessee.
Awesome.
Let's see what we got.
I know.
Feeling it's not much because she hasn't told me anything.
And so. I'm trying to put it out of my mind. I just want to say I was watching the other guys this weekend. And that's where, like, I was able to just recall that real quickly. But it's pretty funny that, moving along.
Let's see. Okay. All of 7 loads, and I put in Tennessee, all of Tennessee, going to Ohio and Michigan.
Why is it so hard to get? Is this just a dry route? Or is it a common
route? It is a dry route. It's a dry route. Our driver, if we take them there, I try not to do that just because. And even on, like, so auction day was yesterday, right? We've been looking since Wednesday, and I think we've gotten one load out of there and one out of Memphis. I don't think there's any cars in this area going up that way, or they can't find them. I mean, Mannheim's a pretty good size over there in Mount Juliet, but I will tell you, the parking lots have been kind of empty, and it's because there's no cars for people to buy and sell. Right. And that affects you, me, everybody. And I always say never send your driver to Mount Juliet until Wednesday night or Thursday morning because there's never any loads. Well, that's kind of been the case.
And
there's usually always loads. I don't know what it is, but I can always get loads out of Nashville going to Dallas with no problem. That's a regular route. I mean, if you're running that route, you can always find loads that way. But going up north, it's tough. It's real tough.
Well, and wouldn't it be?
Always has been.
Because Rob's like, it's a popular route. Wouldn't it be that?
Last 2 days, I think only 3 loads going up that direction.
So you've been watching it.
So there hasn't been a whole lot on here. Yeah. And they also, let's just put it this way, it's cheap stuff too. They don't want to pay anything because they know they can get it moved. So you see them on there to Cleveland for like $250, $300.
Oh, God.
It's very rare you see them anything over $300. So
that's kind of
that's
brutal.
That's probably a problem too. Yeah, it is. Mm. I mean, because there's nothing right here. If you look, there's nothing out of Nashville at all. There's nothing on here. Here's a Cincinnati, but that's a motorcycle.
So what do you
it's
do, Rob? Because Rob knows about this route as well. Any ideas? But again, you know, I know nobody wants to share their secret sauce. And we're not asking that, but you know, thanks for the input. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, not much to look at. What's the Indian Roadmaster? What's that?
That's a motorcycle.
Oh.
It's not really a dollar either. If you look, it says bid your price for Super Dispatch.
Yeah.
So.
Plus Cincinnati.
Honestly,
well,
it's not that far, but
yeah.
See, it's 3
What about
miles.
The Flex Fleet Dually? Where's Greenville? Is that in between Nashville and Memphis?
I think that's, hold on, let me see, 37745. I don't think it's anywhere where we're at for sure. It is over, oh wow. It's going to be by Johnson City area.
Oh, like Eastern Tennessee, right?
Yeah. North of Knoxville, north of Asheville, North Carolina, you know, that kind of thing. So not a route most people are going to be on.
What's the latest you can, how many units do you need?
I think we still need 2 more at least.
And when is he going to
be
there?
And he won't be there till tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We're okay. We're still looking.
Yeah.
Either way, he's going to go home, whether he's loaded or not.
So in these situations, this is when like I'll regularly check ready, cars arrive.
Yes.
Assertus.
Super Dispatch. Super we got Dispatch. One of them off of Super Dispatch.
Have you checked United Road, Holly?
Yeah, we got one of them from United Road, too.
Who else are you checking right now? Have you checked Dispatch Center?
No, I don't think she's on Dispatch Center for that driver.
Rob says a lot of these dealers are holding on to their used inventory because it's tough to get new stuff right now, right? So they're not even sending it.
Yeah.
Good point, Rob.
Yeah.
And that's where...
If they even have it. They're selling everything, you know?
Right. Well, then we were talking Tuesday night about how if you're a dealer, you're buying... You're getting your inventory out of people's driveways.
Yeah.
Which doesn't always require a transporter.
Right.
But it can, but anyways.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. You were talking about that broker that you said screwed you out of the 655 or whatever. Here's a question. Are you seeing a lot of new and different brokers or companies posting loads? Have you seen any changes in that?
I haven't seen a lot of new brokers. I've seen a lot of transporters listing cars. they're still doing that, and you see it all the time. But as far as brokers, I haven't seen a whole lot of new brokers. No, there's a lot of transporters, brand new transporters on the road. Like, every time I get a text, it's like they have five ratings and stuff like that. They're brand spanking new. And I've had a lot of people call me for dispatching that are brand new.
What's up with that? Tell us more about it. What's going on?
I, like you and I, think that they hear stories that they're going to be rolling around in money as I think what's part of the problem, or they've talked to the wrong people. No business plan, no backup, no nothing, and they just start. I think just this week we've had two or three people call, and they were brand new, and they're not even signed up with Central Dispatch yet. And Central Dispatch said they're, what, how many weeks out? Two to three weeks out is what they're telling them. They're on a waiting list. Oh, hey, there's Ty.
Oh, cool. Hang on 1 second. I'm taking the screen, and we're going to go live with Ty. Okay, Ty, let's see here. Ty, take it away.
Hey, guys. Sale day.
Hey, Ty.
Sales are... Hi, Sue. Thanks for letting me cut in on your show.
No problem. I like your shirt.
Thank you. It's a little chilly out, but I'm making it. Let's go see how the sale was. I just walked in. It's already over.
Where are you at?
What's that?
Where are you at? Are you in Kansas City?
Yeah, KCI, America's Auto Auction.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Let's see, where's everybody at? There's Wolf. Wolf, Wolf.
Got a question for Ty? Put it in the live chat. He's live at KCI Auto Auction.
No, this is where I work. I was just in there to help. They're cross training me. Hey, how you doing?
Okay. How are you? How's
this is neat.
You like that?
I do like that.
Look at that.
No, man, you see the cars I touch. I don't want
to... I'm not afraid.
You're probably all nice and crispy clean. I'm over here all grimy and...
You wouldn't believe where these hands have been. How was the silver?
I don't know. I was inside. I was able to pick it up. I was in the cross training.
You just got over that. What do you train? Cross training.
For the front counter when they're busy.
Do you guys hear that? Front counter? I heard that. That's big. Congratulations. Good job. Okay. Let's go keep on trucking here. I wanted to talk about something. I'm glad you let me come on because Tuesday night, something cool happened. Paul, our buddy Paul, Machine. Did you guys hear what he said about the 70 to 80 million person? What do they call that? Private party sales? Did you guys hear that?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, you want to know what I like about sale day?
All right. Whoa. If you have any other questions, just give me a call.
So he's got, what has he got there? Oh, man, look at that.
Coca-Cola.
A tub of ice cold Coca-Cola.
Coke and Diet Coke. Yeah.
Coke. That's what's cool about sale day. They take care of everybody, right? That's why people come. Oh, hey, you guys, check this out. Holy cow. You want to talk about advertising, marketing? Look at this.
Get out of here. I saw his truck on the 405. That's California talk. On 435. I saw AT on the side of the truck. Nice job,
Ashby. Yeah, that's our boy Ashby. Killing it up here. Good job. That's
that
so
anyway, smart.
The
think of, wow, just think for a second. Think of the value. Think of the return on investment of that thing.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, Ashby's been paying attention. Ashby was at the sale today. Ashby comes to the sale and he talks to car dealers, right? That's what I've always been talking about. It seems to work. And there seems to be a lot of cars at the auction. Look here behind me. Where's our buddy Sky at? I got to show Sky something. Look here. Sky, look at that. You see that? Now, if Sky saw that before the sale, he would probably buy it. I wouldn't be surprised if he already bought it. Did you hear him talking about
it? He loves Jeeps,
KCI?
Right?
Yeah. He loves Jeeps, but he also loves KCI.
Oh, yeah.
America's Auto Auction, excuse me. Formerly, hey, look, there's a car hauler trailer for sale, too. All this stuff. Anyway, my point, back to the Tuesday night, and Paul saying that 70 to 80 million private party sales. It clicked in my head why we have so much trouble. Those are the cars that the Google leads. You guys know how we're always making fun of Google leads? Brokers, they call the guy, all the brokers call it as soon as they...
Oh, yeah, all the
cheap car.
We're the best in the universe and all that.
Oh,
yeah,
you buy leads? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they're buying those leads. That's, I'm guessing, I don't know, but it would make sense logically if you think about it. Those are the private party sales, the one-offs, right? Single units, POV.
Uh-huh.
So those get thrown around. That's,
no,
that's
yawning
the
on dispatching lot.
That's the racket. Hey, were you at the sale today? No? Oh. I'm trying to find somebody who was here. Tell me all about it. But everybody ghosted me. You guys want to see the Easy Haul for sale?
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm trying to tell you guys is I think some of the problems that we see on this dispatching live and the load boards, where I always make fun of the load boards and all the chaos that goes with it, I'm wondering how much of that is the POV private party sales. 70 to 80 million.
Okay, right. Good point. In fact, we know this too. Sometimes we book a car going from POV to POV, and they're different people. And they sold it.
Oh, yeah.
And then the transporter got caught in the middle working around a hair appointment and a key in a mailbox. And somebody's, you know,
or they didn't get
stuck
paid
in the arcade.
Or the money's being wired. And
Yeah.
But see, I think that's where a lot of the scam starts. You know how the big nine-car hauler guys are always making fun of the little three-car guys? Talking smack and trash on them all the time? Because they're so goofy. But I think it's they get caught up in that scam. And then I also think, the foreigners somehow get involved in it. I'm not making fun of foreigners. I'm not being discriminatory. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I think everybody gets sucked into the scam. I think that's why we have so many problems on the load board. What do you think?
No, and I like what you said, because even local news stories will run. They're like, do not use this type of money to buy this on Facebook or eBay because the scams are running. No, you're right. We're right there on the swirl, right?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying is I didn't realize that, you know, when Paul started talking about buying cars and driveways, right? Remember he starts talking about, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. You're crazy. Why would you even say that? Too much wind?
No, you're good. Hey, are you on that new microphone?
No, I left it at the...
Oh, come on.
Somewhere. Sorry. Yeah, I wasn't planning on going live, man.
Yeah, exactly. Right on.
Hey, where's Sky? Look at this. Hey, Sky, where are you at?
Oh, Sky.
Sky, my man. Anyway, so that's all I wanted to talk about. I thought that was pretty weird, pretty wild.
Well, it's a good lead to, it's 1:30. So tomorrow we're going to be live. Cars on the, we don't have a show tomorrow.
That's why I showed up today, buddy.
Yeah, right. Good thinking, buddy. Yeah, we don't have a show tomorrow. We got the day off.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy it. But I am glad that I got to come on because I've really been thinking a lot about what Paul said. And it's really been bugging me. But I think there's a connection. Hey, watch this.
Well,
hey, buddy.
And we know that Paul knows stuff.
My friend. There's my friend Jay. See him? How are you, Jay?
Hey.
This is Abdul. Abdul's Raytown Motors. All right.
Okay.
Right.
Oh.
Here, retail analyst. And a deal. How was the sale today?
Good.
Was it real good? How many did you get? Come on, you promote Raytown.
Yeah, no, that's we scare people off. The thing is, here's the problem, and this is probably a reflection of all the scams out there, is that as soon as you carry a camera on a selfie, they think it's a gotcha show. No, it's not. He just wants to talk.
I just want to see what's going on in your world.
Just wants to talk about cars.
Abdul's an amazing guy.
I'm sure he looks real like a real nice guy.
No,
we'll get him next time. We'll get him next time.
He's actually a supporter of the channel because he always asks me how's it going. Yeah, he loves it. Okay, so we ought to do a show at his place sometime because it's so cool.
I was just going to say that. I swear I was just going to say that.
No, we can do a Friday at his place. So in the front, okay, remember how Jay and I always talk about the front of the store or the back of the store? The front of the store, he's got retail. Guess what's going on in the back? He's got a whole wholesale division back there.
Right.
Cranking cars out, trucks coming in and out.
Reconditioning, repair, right?
Oh, it's amazing. That guy's got an amazing program.
Does he also do wholesale out of the back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Heck yeah. That guy is staying in business.
Yeah.
It's like being a broker carrier, right?
Oh, yeah.
Front of the store, back of the store. Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Dude.
Here's your driveway, guy. You drive away?
Yeah.
How's it been going? You been driving a lot?
Yeah.
You take them to the dealer?
And from.
And from?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Blake.
Blake, I'm Tom. Shake hands. What else you got with you?
Just knowing.
You know my buddy Jay?
What's up, Blake?
I think I do. Hi.
How's it going?
We do car hauls.
Yeah, you?
We're car hauls.
Good.
Okay.
We talk about you guys all the time because you take all the local work,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You move a lot of cars.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
KC Driveway is a big one.
Yep.
Good to meet you, Blake. Thank you.
KC Driveway, right. Blake, what's up?
KC Driveway, Waldo. Remember Waldo Driveway?
Oh, yeah.
That's our other buddy. Can't remember his name. Just went blank. It's like Igor or something like that. Anyway.
Yeah, in fact, Chris just said it in the live chat. Chris said, Paul brought that up last fall. That's right. So now we know. If Paul says it, it's going to happen.
Yeah, what I want to get his latest update on repos. We need to get an update on repos.
Yeah, well, and in fact, that's where Sue and the carriers come in too. Hey, do you have an update on repos? Let us know what's going on. Once we start seeing those flood cars, because Paul was talking about it Tuesday night. Watch out. What does he say? 70K plus flood cars that, and many of those are going to get given clean titles and the whatnot.
Yep.
Now you're back to your, now you're back to the scams, right? Yep. What an ecosystem.
Scam City, baby. You got to watch it in this business. That's why it's a good idea to have a direct relationship with somebody, right? To have them call you or you call them. That's why another reason why I'm such a fan of go talk to people and go get your own customers. And I said that on Sue's show. I'm sorry, Sue. Hey, Justin. There's Justin. They got their own tow truck at the auction.
Nice.
You guys pay attention, you'll see. Every auction has at least one tow truck. There's a reason for that.
Oh, man. And when that thing's not there or not working or too busy, it's got to be a problem.
Yeah. Messes some stuff up for sure. Hey, buddy.
Well, you got to make an appointment. Sue,
do
you think? Oh, he's got one. Does the tow driver have a appointment book?
Okay. Hey, buddy. Look, we got a dog. What's his name?
Otis.
Otis. Hey, Otis. Come here. It's okay. Say hi to my buddy Jay.
Hey, what's up, Otis?
He don't like the camera.
Oh, he just does that.
Hey, nobody does.
This is Bill.
Yep.
Here's my buddy Jay.
Hey Jay, Bill. How's it going?
I know him.
Get out of here.
So good today.
All right. Just high as ever.
Did they have any?
Yeah, I think it hit 700.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, where are you out of again?
Chillicothe.
Chillicothe. And what's the name of the store?
A&B.
A&B out of Chillicothe. What do you primarily specialize in?
I buy here, pay here.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, is my favorite market.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm a transport guy.
Uh-huh.
So we transport cars, and I love Buy Here, Pay Here because they do recon.
Oh, yeah.
And I really love them when they've got more than one store.
Mm-hmm. That's not me.
That's not you. They got more than one store in a recon center. I love them.
Yeah.
It's Chillicothe, A&B Auto.
Buy Here, Pay Here.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, we got people watching.
I know him from somewhere.
Get out of here.
Nice to meet you. Too. All right.
Truth is, I've always gotten that. People, I don't know if I got like a common face or something, but I do get, because, I don't know, does he watch Auto Transport Intel? Maybe.
Did you see how hard that was to just walk up to a person that you don't know?
Oh, man, that was a sweat fest. You were making me nervous.
Yeah, I think, hold on, let me see if I may have wet my pants.
Oh, he wet himself. Oh.
And you can have I want to start coming on Thursday's show, Jay. You can have more fun over here.
Right? Oh, I know. Thursday, this is a party.
All right. Well, Sue, thank you. Jay, thank you.
I don't know.
Everybody
have a good weekend. I'd
we'll
see
catch you
Ty.
On the next one.
All right. We'll see you next week, Ty. In fact, Tuesday night, Ty. Tuesday night, you're going to help me introduce Kevin at Pre-Owned Auto Logistics. That's going to be a great show.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. I met those guys cool. in San Antonio.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Well, this is a continuation of that. Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
And they are going to be at Used Car Week with a booth, and they want to see you there. I know. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
It's happening, man.
Yeah, super cool. And there's other cool stuff going on, too, that I can't talk about right now.
Oh, I know. I want to know about the EV stuff.
Well, you're
going
to have to call me.
All right, I'll call you.
Bye,
guys. Do everything live. See you, Ty. Right. Thanks, buddy.
See ya, Ty.
Bye.
Oh, man. And so, Rob was saying these banks are scrambling to get these cars picked up because the auction prices are high right now. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
That is a really good point.
I bet.
Yeah, repos. Yeah, so we got to keep an eye on that. And that way, if you don't have a winch, get one, right?
Yeah.
Get a winch. Get two winches. Get a winch and a wench. This is wrong. It was a great show. Party of one. And, so let's see. Next week, I think, is pretty standard. We're not doing a Cars on the Move tomorrow. We're taking the day off. Tuesday night, we have Pre-Owned Auto Logistics, which should be pretty interesting. They are... Do you know Pre-Owned Auto Logistics?
Yes. I've hauled for them many times.
Right.
Are you talking about the one out of Massachusetts or Rhode Island, something like that?
Yes, that's
right?
It. The one out of Massachusetts. We've got the... who do we have? The owner... founder, let's see, we've got the new business development, that's Kevin, sales manager Michael, president Dana, and senior VP Jeremy, all going to be on Tuesday night from Pre-Owned Auto Logistics. And what's interesting about them to have them on is, yes, they are a broker carrier. We were talking about the word broker versus transportation logistics provider. You know, there's a reason why some companies don't like to use that word broker. Did you know that?
I can believe it. Just because, right. Like that lady that called us that was freaked out about talking to a broker because of the panties. But anyways, she was worried about the whole broker situation. I could see why changing the name a little bit might help certain situations to not freak people out.
Exactly.
A bad experience, you know?
Yeah. So I guess you say transportation logistics provider.
Or coordinator. That's what we'll be.
So we're gonna be talking about that. We're talking about tech. That's another one too. Man, mobile apps and technology, that stuff is still, we have not ebbed. We're still on the up. on.
Oh yeah,
just like
with RPM has their new app too. Yeah,
right. RPM's got a new app. There's other new apps that we haven't even talked about that are coming out. Then there's load boards working on new looks. Yeah, no, we're still, which is really interesting. Let's see what else. So we got transportation provider technology. And that's another one too, working with dealers. You know, it's funny. Some people call Ty crazy because he talks to dealers. All of the large solution providers, guess what they all do?
Talk to them.
What do they do?
Talk to them. Yeah.
Talk to dealers. They all talk to dealers.
Yeah.
They're all talking to dealers. There are even companies that didn't used to talk to dealers. Guess what they're doing now?
Talking to dealers.
They're talking to dealers. But you know, hey, you can lead a horse to water. And I also know, listen, I know you're out there busy. You're busy because you're only getting 30 cents a load, 30 cents a mile on the load board. You're going crazy, right? You have no time to talk to a dealer, I know. Or what dealer am I going to talk to, Jay? I'm all over the country. Chasing 35 cents a mile. Yeah, I know. So that's good. Yeah. That's Tuesday. That's going to be a good show. We got Brian again on Wednesday. We got Dispatching Live again on Thursday. We got Cars and Move again on Friday. Rinse and repeat. That's what's happening next week. So.
Yeah, it's calling about a load.
Oh, she's calling about a load.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
One just came out of Tennessee.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Tomorrow and deliver Saturday. If that's available.
Notice how she doesn't sound panicked, right?
Okay.
Right?
You can't.
Yep, she got it.
Exactly. Nope. That's great.
You gotta act like nothing's wrong.
I love it.
If you act like you need that load, that's when they say, well, you do it for $50 less.
You're pounding on your desk, but you're like, hi, I've totally done this. I mean, I'm freaking out, but I'm like, hi, I'm... Yeah, I was just, you know, I saw the load.
Let me ask if she gets offered dispatch.
We might be able to pick it up.
I'll do that, man.
You know, that's, meanwhile, you are stamping your feet.
That's great. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, give me this load.
Great job. She got it?
Yeah, she got it.
Oh, man.
Woo woo.
Yes, here comes the applause. Well done. And that's the way we do it in the dispatch office, yo. All right. Well, that was a great way to end the show. Thank you guys so much. And dispatch office, what do we say?
Yes, I do.
Goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, Sue. Okay.
Goodbye,
sorry,
Sue.
Sorry, that wasn't very coordinated.
And? No, we already got it. All right, let's try it again. All right. On the count of three. Goodbye, Sue, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Okay.
Goodbye, Sue.
Thanks, Sue. Have a great weekend. We'll see you later.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Peace out, everybody. Thanks for watching Dispatching Live. Catch us next week. Be sure to tune in Tuesday night for Pre-Owned Auto Logistics on Tuesday Nights Live. Have a great weekend, everybody.